What a group of representatives from roughly 13 of the 56 Yukon-Kuskokwim tribal villages were able to do as they convened was agree to hold a vote come November 7th. In the provisional government's first press release, they say that a, quote, ballot will also show candidates for president, vice president, and clerk, as well as a vote for a united government. But that's a tough road ahead. Over the 3 days the provisional government met, they were only able to touch on a few topics, such as land jurisdiction, taxation, education, health care, and the courts, along with various specific issues impacting the YK Delta, like domestic violence. These are all areas attendees said they hope to improve under a united government once one is created. But on the KYUK Friday call-in show talk line, several callers voiced their concerns, some anonymously, that not all 56 tribal villages were represented, that 13 villages did not represent a quorum. Some callers said that translated as taking action without majority consent.
I like the vision, all right, but how they're trying to introduce themselves is just, it's just not right. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, you know. If they were doing it the right way, of course, somebody upstairs powerful would allow it to happen because he's the master of all events.
The Nunavut Provisional Government did not set about creating a government body for the region's villages just yet. That would only come about if tribal citizens of the 56 villages in the YK Delta approve it during the proposed November 7th vote.
Like one of the elders sit here were a sleeping giant. Our region controls AFN, majority of our people, but we are fragmented. AVCP, Jalista, YKHC, AVCP, we're going north, south, east, and west. There's no directions and there's a lot of voices.
That's George Guy with Kwiflik Incorporated. Even the new government's name, Nunavut, for instance, which means our land, is just a placeholder until 56 tribal village citizens vote on it. Guy, like many at the meeting, was concerned with tribal villages not being able to exercise fundamental rights, a point which even the anonymous caller may agree on.
I have observed the past 30 years the political regime in our region. It's like a record player, one song. One record player going around and around. We are in the 21st century, but we live in the 19th century. That's why we're called the last frontier.
Read the full Nunavut Provisional Government press release on our website at kyuk.org. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.